This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Looks like Republicans in the House of Representatives might not need to keep voting to repeal Obamacare. The White House is doing a fine enough job delaying the thing all by itself. Last month, as we told you, the administration pushed back by a year to 2015, the part of the law that will eventually require that larger employers offer insurance to full-time workers or pay some fines. Now, news of another big delay. The cap on out-of-pocket spending for consumers will also kick in 2015 instead of next year. From the Health Desk at the WHYY Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains what that might mean for consumers and for Obamacare itself.
Back in September 2009, President Barack Obama was selling health reform hard. And in a speech to Congress, he made this promise.
We will place a limit on how much you can be charged for out-of-pocket expenses, because in the United States of America, no one should go broke because they get sick.
5 years after that speech, plenty of Americans are still going broke.
About two-thirds of personal bankruptcies were attributed to medical bills.
That's about 600,000 people, says Christina LaMontagne with the consumer advocacy group NerdWallet. She says another 56 million struggle to cover their health care costs every year. LaMontagne says delaying the out-of-pocket cap, which is about $6,000 for an individual, nearly $13,000 for a family, only puts more pressure on people who are sick.
For starters, patients may delay or not get treatment because they can't be sure how much it's going to cost them.
The rationale for the delay? Some businesses need more time to prepare for complicated out-of-pocket calculations.
It's a very small number of people will be affected by this.
That's MIT health economist John Gruber. He helped write the law. But even if this doesn't have much impact on consumers, Gruber admits the mounting number of delays undermines people's faith in Obamacare. He says the administration is making a political calculation.
They're saying, look, we'd rather face the political price now of people giving us a hard time about delay than over the next year be killed with a steady drip of stories about how the out-of-pocket max isn't quite working correctly.
But there could be another price, says NerdWallet's LaMontagne. People may wait a year for the cap to kick in to sign up for insurance. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.